Okay, so for this video, I just want to touch on just like, see, I label this video how to get a girlfriend because like I figured it out. Like it's so fucking easy, man. Like I swear to you, every time I go out somewhere, I end up with at least two or three different with females contact information. And what happens is I never even message them because this is kind of like the story of my life. The story of my life goes, I'll end up having so many options to where I'll just get overwhelmed and just not do any of them type of thing. And I've always been like this with jobs, with living opportunities, which is with opportunities. I always end up like this. I'm not saying I'm a millionaire or anything, but what I'm trying to say is like I've always had options. And it's the same thing. See, the same thing with women. Because see, like at this point, I've lived almost around the world and like studying female nature and just paying attention to them. Like I said, and when it all finally came together, when I was married in Czech Republic with my wife, and I pretty much became red pill literally in front of her face and was telling, like pretty much telling her to her face all the red pill knowledge of it. And it was, and then looking back, it was brutal how I was doing it. But at the time, I didn't see anything wrong with it because it was new to me because I just found that knowledge in my head. But then I will give you a stone cold way to get a girlfriend. Now, I'm not going to give you a stone cold way how to get the specific girl, because the realities of that is you really can't. And this is where a lot of men mess up. They try to go out and get a specific girl. And then when that girl doesn't, you know, work out, then they're just mad and, you know, mad until they find like another specific girl. I'm going to tell you how to get in the world and in the game of the women of women, right? Of culture, where you don't have, where like they're gonna be spot you out and ask you, do you want to go outside with them and do you want to come with me and, you know, do you want to come over for food and what? I will give you a fail-proof way of doing it. And it's so easy at this point. I'm completely on the other end of it where I'm just bored with it. It's like playing tic-tac-toe or something. Like you've been playing tic-tac-toe for 15 years, like you just bored of tic-tac-toe. You really don't want to play that game anymore because it's just, I mean, there's only so many different outcomes and you've seen them all and you've done all the different outcomes. So it's just boring. So this is where I am. And this is a big reason why I'm single, because unless I find like a specific decent, like a specific woman who has like the right personality and we both happen to hit it off, I'm just going to stay single. Because getting a girlfriend is probably one of the easiest things. Now, it may, depending on your situation in life, my fail-proof method may take, it may take a little longer. It may take a month. It may take two. I get within 6 months, you're going to have at least one woman wanting to go out with you, from what I'm going to say now. And usually, okay, from my experience, it shouldn't take you any longer than a week if you're around other people, okay? And this is how you do it. Okay, step one. I don't work at an actual building. So my thing, okay, so I use pretty much going to a coffee shop or going to a bar. Just be a regular somewhere, you see. Find out where decent girls, pretty much, when I say decent girls, a lot of times, pretty much what you got to do is you got to find where the money is, all right? Once you find where the money is, be a regular somewhere there. Because usually where the money is means a certain higher quality of younger females going to be hanging out in there. Because it's just the reality of the world. Women go where the money is. So what I say is go somewhere that has money, right? Become a regular, whether it's a bar, if it's the Starbucks, if it's the bar, if it's somewhere. Just go there every day, every other day, and just hang the fuck out, right? Okay, now when you go there, like the first few times, you know, you're not gonna know anybody, so it's okay if you maybe not talk to people, but see, just the fact that women are seeing you there, you're getting in a little bit, they're slowly getting a little more comfortable with you with that, right? Now, the next step is what you have to do, you have to learn how to be very charismatic and speak to everybody in the room, no matter what they look like, if they're fat and fucked up, if she's a sexy hot blonde, if she's a 6 out of 10, or she's a 2 out of 10. Just be very willing and charismatic to talk to everybody and just come up with shit to say. Doesn't matter what it is, just speak to people, okay? And see, the reality of it is, see, and I would honestly say, you're probably better off just speaking to random guys first. Because see, what women do, see, women are followers. So what women are going to do is, see, women, they're going to, especially if they're in like richer areas, they're going to sit back and they're going to wait. Because see, okay, all a woman wants is financial security, physical security, and status. Now, this is going to pump up your status, because when you're talking to random guys, let's say you're funny or you're interesting, you do something and guys are talking to, see, the women in that room, they're watching whose status is where, you see. So the fact that you came in a complete stranger and you're talking to people and you're just talking to people. See, what she sees, okay, this is a status. He has some status. He can go in a room and talk to people. So he must be worth something. And then let's say you gonna mess around and make a couple friends. So now you and the friends gonna go there and y'all be talking, bringing laptops and shit like that. And then she's like, I said, like the other women are gonna start seeing it, right? And see, now here's the kicker. This is what is gonna ultimately get you attention from females. Like, cause I just did it today on the train and it's just so simple. Like I'm on the other end, I'm just bored. But the only reason I talked to this girl on the train today is because I looked over and she had a book that was in English. And I asked her, I said, hey, do you speak English? She said, yeah, I lived in Colorado for a while, but she's a Czech girl. And we started talking. And within that moment, at least three girls started to try to make eye contact with me every time I looked away. Three, I mean, I'm in Czech Republic, so they were hot girls. Like, but before, they was barely even looking my way. It's like, it's so simple, man. So like, one way I would say, okay, like the ultimate, like the where it all adds up, where if you did everything I said before, or you just gonna jump straight to this ultimate step, that's on you. But the ultimate thing is this: once a woman sees you with another woman, your value goes up tenfold in their eyes, tenfold, easily. See, that whole alpha, beta shit, see, like, based off of what you look like and your height, I'm only 5'7". I'm not tall, okay? I'm obviously bald. I don't fit a lot of that. I'm not a big guy. Look at my arms. This is a suit jacket. I'm not a big guy. I don't fit in any of those norms with being an alpha male. But, like, see, it's about the character that you're doing that's showing off that you could be an alpha. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a short guy. I'm 5'7". I'm short. I'm bald. I'm not a big guy. I don't fit any of that. At least I don't fit any of the norms from first glance of seeing me walk into the room, other than I'm black. I mean, that can fit with some groups and some it may not. But once a woman sees you with another woman, okay. Once she sees you with another woman, and you can be the most betaest bitch with another woman, you have gone up in value tenfold because of that. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. So like I said, now you go the original route that I said, which is that's the fail-proof route. Go to a coffee shop or a bar or like a small bistro or restaurant or something like that, and just go there. Just go there every day or every other day and just be seen, and then be seen talking to other people. You see, and then eventually you're going to fall into where my ultimate end game was. Sooner or later, you're going to trickle in with some girls, and it's going to end up being you and a girl. And then once you are seen, see, the hardest part for men to be valuable to women is to be seen with that one girl. Like once you get a girl, it doesn't really matter what she looks like. She could be fat, fucked up. But see, it's the fact that you walked in with a woman. See, to another woman, that immediately signals in their head, that man must be worth something because that woman is sitting up with him. You see, because women, they know who's pretty and who's not. But see, it's that core womanhood of knowing that, okay, if a woman's willing to sit up with him, he must be valuable. Something he must do or say or buys is worth it. It's worth a woman's time. Maybe I should pay more attention to him. You see, because because in my opinion, being the pickup artist guy, which I don't have a problem with pickup artist guys, but I've never done well at being a pickup artist. I've never like if I looked at my success rate from going to like a bar one time or going, you know, out somewhere one time, my success rate, it's less than 5%. Easily. My fail-proof way, like I said, you have to become a regular somewhere and be seen somewhere. And I guarantee you, I say within a week, you're going to have some woman hoping that you're going to show up tomorrow. Like, and that's another thing. See, like, there's another thing some guys don't understand. Just because a woman's not screaming for you doesn't mean that she's not secretly wanting you. You see, and she's just not telling you. But then she'll get mad at you later about it. But at the time, like, it doesn't mean that. But yeah, to get a girlfriend, but see, like I said, from my standpoint, like, I have just studied so many different women's natures and cultures to the point, like, I'm just bored with it. And don't get me wrong, like the stereotypical alpha type things help if you're, like, you know, tall, you have a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. It helps. But ultimately, see, it's you being seen with another woman. That's what's going to do. That is the kill all move. See, and I say, because a lot of guys, they're going out with their homeboys, you see. And depending on the homeboy, depending on their homeboys, that could benefit or it could detract. Let's say if all y'all walking around dirty as fuck and you know, and washed out jeans and beat up shoes. Well, women are more shallow than men. They're picking up on these things, on how you're walking and how you're rolling, type of thing, and the guys you're rolling with. They're picking up on your culture and status level. So, like I said, a lot of guys they already know this, and what they'll do is, see, they'll just use fat ugly women just to get in the door with women. And then, you know, cheat on the fat ugly woman with, you know, the first thing to come along and leave her. See, like, now I'm not a fan of that because I don't like to lie to women like that. And this is probably why I'm not a good pickup artist. I don't believe in telling a woman what she wants to hear. So just to get what I want. So I won't go the route, because that route will work. If you just go out and you just get like a fat, ugly woman or older woman or something like that, you know, some desperate woman, single mother, you get her and you get her out. You're just for the fact that you're with another woman to other women says that you are worth something. Now, personally, I won't do that. I won't get a purely desperate woman just to use her to get in the game. That just doesn't fit my character. I'm not mad at you if it would fit your character, but I personally just don't do it. But that is the fail-proof way. Wherever you go on the planet to get a woman, you got to get it. The easiest way is, like I said, go somewhere, be seen consistently, talk, and people, you know, obviously talk back to you and crack any of y'all and crack jokes and laugh and shit like that. And women are going to start noticing that, oh yeah, he's got some status because, you know, he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. You see, another big thing is, see, a lot of guys never grow out the high school thing. Because, see, in high school, being cool, just walking in a room and being cool was enough to get you a beautiful woman. You see what I'm saying? Like, when we were, like, we were 16, 17, just walking in a room and just being, like, a cool, quiet guy was enough. And when we're, like, when we hit 30, that's not enough anymore. It's more about like what you can create, come up with at 30. But a lot of guys, they never fully grow out of that. And they think, a lot of guys get stuck in that, well, I just walk in a room and be cool, dress how I am, and some woman should just throw herself at me, and they get mad when they flunk out the whole night or a whole day. And then, like I said, see, but if you do what I tell you, I guarantee you within a week, you gonna have women will be telling you where they live, giving you their contact information, and within a week, I guarantee you, I promise you, they be telling you exactly where they live. And it's just too easy. Once you get it, then you'll have fun with it for a while, and then it's gonna get boring. Because this is what, like, at this point now, I just rather would just buy a prostitute. That way, like, I don't have to deal with people seeing me with a different girl and wondering who I'm with, and then all these rumors get started. I've just outgrown that shit. This is why I'd much rather just buy hookers and just be done with it. Because it's just too much. Normal women, if you're not paying with a lot of stress initially, like, they're going to get some stress out of you. Because, like, because women, like, they love to see other people suffer. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if they're not getting the stress out of you, like, up front in the first 2 weeks, month, 3 months, like, they're going to try to get it. They're going to do something to get it out of you at some point, whether it's money, mental stress, wearing down, you're just wearing down you mentally with problems. Like, they're going, like, they have to. It is a woman's nature where if she gives, it's a woman's nature in every species. If she gives up sex, she must compensate by stressing out whatever she gave sex to. It, every species, that's what it is. You will not find any species of insect or animal where, or a culture of woman, of human woman, that can happily have sex and genuinely walk away from it with nothing. You see, like she wants to get something out of that. Now, sometimes there's some women who, like, they try to fight it and they try to say they want to be fuck buddies. But no, like, they're fighting their natural urges. They're fighting that compulsion within them to get some type of gain out of it, some type of monetary or mental gain out of it, you see? Because it's just, it's in woman's nature to be like that. Like, they must, like penguins. When a penguin would be with, like, its, you know, its husband penguin, and she'll go out and fuck other penguins. And when the female gets done fucking other male penguins, she'll steal the fucking pebbles and take it home to her husband. You see what I'm saying? Like, they must do, I think monkeys, they even do this shit too. Like, I forget the study, but yo, monkeys will actively engage in prostitution. Like, once you train a monkey, there was a study done, I think it was at SoCal, and you can Google this shit. I can't remember the exact name of the college, but there was a study where if you train a monkey to use currency in any form, whether if it's just bananas or it's like some fake bullshit coin, if you train them the concept of currency, they will engage in prostitution naturally on their own. Like, Google that shit. Google some shit like monkeys and prostitution study. Google, and it's there. You see, and see, the fucked up part is, see, like, people know this shit, but they don't want to put this shit out to the mass public because, see, it'll start unraveling females' natures and being prostitutes. You see, of the core of their existence is prostitution. It may not be strictly a money, a finance money, like, just like the monkeys. It might be food, or it might be, you know, it might be clothing, or it might be something. But, like, a woman, they must get some type of stress out of you, or they are not complete. They are not fulfilled. You see. But that's what it is. Like, to get a girl, but to initially get a girlfriend, back to the main topic. Yeah, just the safe way. Go somewhere, be a regular, talk to other men. Talk to other men and women, regardless of what they are, what they look like, blah, blah, blah. Just be seen and laugh with them. And then you're gonna end up in some way with a woman, and then other women are gonna see it and then get jealous and figure you're worth something, and it'll all just start from there. Trust me on this. That's how it works. It's so simple, I'm bored with it, honestly.